العشر أين تيم يوري وكر جايينا
Sudanese music fills the air at a restaurant owned by a Sudanese in the South Sudanese capital, Juba. The aroma of the Sudanese food attracts some passers-by to branch off the road and dash into the restaurant. Mubarak Sherepadin Mohammed is a Sudanese refugee and owner of this restaurant. He says he fled Sudan in 2010 after the political situation had become unbearable and managed to establish his new life in South Sudan.
I came to South Sudan here in 2010 and stayed longer time in Jonglei, like 6 years, after which I came to Juba. I have started several small-scale businesses, not really big ones, but small ones, particularly restaurants. And we get good support from our South Sudanese brothers.
Mohammed says he makes approximately 50,000 South Sudanese pounds per day from his restaurant business in Juba. The recent outbreak of fighting in Sudan forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee Sudan and seek refuge in other countries, including South Sudan. Mohammed says he's now using the income from his restaurant to take care of 4 fellow Sudanese who sought refuge in South Sudan recently.
When they came, they were immediately attracted to the country and they expressed willingness to engage in some business activities. We have also encouraged them and told them not to think about the world or about the situation that is happening, what they have left behind, because this country is not different from home.
Tariq Umar Mohammed, another Sudanese refugee, says after fleeing violence in Darfur, he managed to find a job at a bakery operated by some Sudanese in Juba.
It came to my mind in a dream to flee to South Sudan and find a job so that I can make my own shop to help me raise some money for my education. And when I came, I managed to find some work with some of my relatives in the bakery here. I have worked here for more than a year. I get like 150,000 South Sudanese pounds a month.
Anur Osman Hamid is the Secretary General for the Sudanese community in Juba. He says several Sudanese living in South Sudan are engaged in some small businesses in different parts of the country.
Some of those who came managed to find some work with their close relatives who were doing business, and they are now owning businesses of their own. There is an initiative now for us to support refugees who came to Juba, especially Goram refugee camp. So we are looking into what is needed and things we can do for these people in Goram.
According to the UN and aid agencies, there are about 6,000 Sudanese refugees currently living in Goram refugee settlement, west of Juba town. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.